Umis means kavuta kontrasis. So it's a pack, a pile full of these letters, full of, So tomorrow. Boy mene resh gulusa mirabba. Resh gulusa yes kishala from rabba. Ba rav huna. Hoyuksuvim besam of the sikra. He had a sefer that was written, Rashi learns, hoyuksuvim, Torah of Nevi'im uksuvim. Either Torah of Nevi'im uksuvim were written besam, that's with like red ink, or the sikra, a different type of red ink, or the kumis, or the kankantim. And Beloshin HaKodesh. Right? So Svarim were written Beloshin HaKodesh. It was missing. It wasn't written with black ink. Black ink is a mila to Dovra Miskayim. That's the way Metchili is supposed to write the Sefer Torah. This Torah of Ibn Ksuvim wasn't written with black ink, but otherwise it was written Beloshin HaKodesh. So Yeskim Mishayla Matzilu Noisim Afnei Hadleika Oyein Matzilin. Are you allowed to save such Svarim on Shabbos from a fire, or you're not allowed to save them? What's the shaila in the Gemara? Churavadi yeh, about this written Lashna Kodesh, the Churavad should be muta. What was the shaila? So the Gemara, Tiboyi Lamandiyam Matilin, Tiboyi Lamandiyam Ein Matilin. We have a shaila Zayi according to Rav Huna, Zayi according to Rav Chizda. Even those Svarim that are written, B'chol Lashna, that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, still there's a Mandiyam that says you're allowed to save them, but maybe here it's different. What's the shaila? Why is it different here? Tiboyi Lamandiyam Ein Matilin. Even according to the man the Yom before, that you're not allowed to save this Svarim since you can't read it on Shabbos, or read it even in the middle of weekday, it was written the Choloshin. Therefore, you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. So, Tani Mili, when do we answer it? Hecha diksivi Targum, ubecholoshin. Only when it was written either in Targum or else in different Lashonis. Avol Hocha, but here we're talking about the Torah of Yom Ksuvim, diksivi beloshin HaKodesh. It was written in Loshin HaKodesh. Memela Matzilut, Memela Avadi, according to everybody, you should be allowed to save it on Shabbos from a dleika, from the fire. Oidilma, or the other side is maybe no. Afilu Lamandiyama Matzilut, even according to Mandiyama, that you're allowed to save this swarm that you can't read. Still you can save it from a fire on Shabbos, if it's safe that it's written. B'chol Oshin, Hani Mili, when is that said? Heicha Diksivi B'joy. Only when our koponim, it was written with black ink. Dimekayim. It has a special mile that's Mekayim. It's even though it's written B'chol Lashon, for something that's written in black ink, since that's Mekayim, that has a Chshibis. But that will let you save on Shabbos. Avol Hocha, but here this Torah of Yom Ksuvim. Kivon Deloy Mekayim, since it was written not in black ink, so it's not going to be Mekayim so long, maybe Gefort here it has a Chsor, and then you can't save it on Shabbos. Exactly what the Svar is, I don't know, but since it's not Miskayim, it doesn't have such a Kedusha that you don't have to worry about saving it from the fire. And the Gemara, or Malehi, answered him back, Ein Matzilin. Ein Echonami, Yitaka, now I save this type of a Sefer. Even though it's written B'loshon HaKodesh, but since it wasn't written with black ink, it's not Miskayim, you can't save it on Shabbos. For the Gemara, V'horam Hamnuna, Toni Matzilin. But Rav Hamnuna learned clear, you are allowed to save these Svarim on Shabbos from a Dleika. Or Malay, so he answered back, Yitanya, Tanya, Enechanami, if you tell me Ranun learned like that, I'm also be Mekabalit. My Tanya, where did he say, where did we learn that it was Muta? Omer Rabbi Ashi, Kidatanya, like we learned. Ain, a Gemara in Megillah. Ain, Bain, Svarim la Megillah. There's no difference between a Svarim, that means a Sefer Torah, and a Megillah. Elisha Svarim, Nichtovim Becholoshin. A Sefer Torah means Torah Nevi'im. Ksuvim could be written B'choloshin, like this man diyama. Over Megillah, Mashenkin, and Megillah is Davka, Chetei Ksuv Ashuris. Not only Loshon HaKodesh, but Davka, Loshon Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris, that's the way we write our Sefer Torah now. Allah Sefer, that's be on the Sefer Poshim means on parchment. Over Joy, and that's the Davka be with black ink. So Mashma here, what needs a Tanai Davka black ink? Only a Megillah. A Megillah has a Davka be on black ink. Mashma though, the Stam Sefer Torah is allowed to be written even Bishar Tiyoi. So once it's allowed to be written that way, Avad that has Kedusha, you're allowed to learn from it, and who are then you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Yeah. Trashi, Midik Tami Megillah B'Joi. Oktani Dumen Advorm Shabain Svarm La Megillah, Ishmaamina Shah Svarm Nichtovim Besam of a Sikra. See, other Svarm, you are allowed to write with other colors, Labdavka black ink. So tomorrow, Boy Menei Rav Huna Bar Cholim. Bar Cholim is the name of a person, Rashi Shem Odom. Mirav Nachman, Yes, the Shalafin of Nachman. Sefer Torah Shein Boy Lilkoit, Shemoina Bechomish Oisios. If you have a Sefer Torah that doesn't have even 85 Oisios left, no, the Sefer Torah was Boloi. Got destroyed, got nimchak, and you don't even have 85 ICS left, Kugoin, Parshas Vayihi ben Sayhoron. It's where do you find the number of 85 ICS? So that's the smallest sefer there is, that's the sefer of Vayihi ben Sayhoron. We'll soon see, that's considered a sefer by itself. And in the Parsha of Vayihi ben Sayhoron, there are 85 ICS. So Kol Zaman is sefer Torah has 85 ICS, still has Kedusha sefer Torah. Now we're clearing that it has less than 85 ICS. What about on Shabbos, Matzilun Oysim of Mehad Leiko, Oyein Matzilun? Are you allowed to save such a Sefer Torah? That robe of the Sefer was Nimcha, got destroyed, and you have Oysias left, less than 85 Oysias. Are you allowed to save this on Shabbos or not? So Trashi, Peye Oysias, Zeo Shir, Le Sefer Torah, Shenimcha. This is the Shir that Mechili had a good Sefer Torah. Now, a robe of it got erased. Oy Bolaros got the Vlatel, or Bolar got Fafoil. That if it still has 85 ICS, the Sefer still has Kedusha. Where do you get this number of 85? That's going Pashas Vayibin Soyorin. Shu Sefer Liatmas called the Sefer by itself, Kulakamon. For Yeshba Peyay ICS, it has 85 ICS. Lukas Adrashi, Shinisheras Khan, Teva, Vemokamacha Teva, you have a Teva here and a Teva there. Is Mao Latsun, are you allowed to save such a Sefer that has less than 85 ICS? It doesn't have a real Kedusha Sefer Torah, but what about to save it from Adleikim on Shabbos? There's an Inyan to be matlet from a Bizoyim, and now there's all the right, like we said before, that Stam letting the Sefer be burnt on Shabbos is a Bizoyim, or any time for Sefer to be burnt is a Bizoyim. The only covet for a Sefer that was bully is to be nignas, to be buried. So yes, Ashala, can you save such a Sefer on Shabbos? Not, or Melei. Why don't you declare the Shaila? If you have a piece of parchment that just has the Pasha of Ahib and Soyhorin on it, and Hechad the Chosser, Pasha of Ahib, and Hechad the Chosser race, you have this Pasha, and Mamish one ice is missing from it. So you only have 84 ices. Why don't you declare the Shaila Hegufa on the Pasha of Ahib and Soyhorin? If one ice is missing and all you have on a cloth is just this Pasha, can you save it from the lake or not? So the Gemara, Pashas Vahibin Soya Loy Kimiboili. On that I won't have any Shaila. Why not? The Chivon Dispay Askora, since it has the Hashem's name, is Afagav, the less space Shemayne Vachomish Oisiyas Matilun. Even though it doesn't have 85 Oisiyas, still Avadi could save it on Shabbos. If you doubt it has Hashem's name, you'll be allowed to save Hashem's name from the Dleika. So Drashti Tiboiloch Pashas Vahibin Soya and Gufa, She Nichtavo Lavada, that was written by itself, Vichasero Oismal Atilo. You have this parchment that has the Pasha of Ibn Soyharun, and it's missing one ice. Can you save it on Shabbos from that lake or not? Zokte, that's pshit, you could save it. Why? Because you have Hashem's name. Kiko mi boile, when do we clear our Shiloh? Sefer Torah, Shein boi Luka, the Sefer Torah that doesn't have 85 ICS. And who are then that doesn't have Hashem's name? Can you save it or not? Sadrashi Shainberg de Luka, the voice likut, and the words you do have there, at Molekas Koras, in case where there's no Hashem's name. So in such a sefer, are you allowed to save it on Shabbos and not Minad Leika? That's the Shaila. Omolei, he answered back, Enechnami, Ein Matilun, you're not allowed to save such a sefer. Since it doesn't have 85 voices, it doesn't have any Kedusha to it, doesn't have Kedusha of a sefer Torah, you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. Eisvei, Avakasha, Targum Shekosvo Mikra, the Targum that was written to Mikra. That means in the Torah Gufa, there are some words that are targum, like Rashi says, Yigar Sadusa. And if you wrote that in Ivrit, it's a Shal in Mikra, a Shal for Yoitzim. Who are the Meshebe Nevi'im? Could go in Kadno, Termo, Lohin, in Yimiyo, Shekos for Mikra, that instead of writing the targum, Loshin, you wrote it in Mikra. Hinami, a targum, Shebes, with Kos for Mikra. Or else, O Mikra, Shekos for Targum, a regular posik in the Chumash, instead of having written the way it's supposed to, you wrote it in Targum. Or else, for Kos of Ivris, instead of writing Loshin Ashuris, you wrote the Ksav Ivris. So trash them is Oisiyas Gedolus here, the big Oisiyas. We ain't Doima to Ksav Ashurus. It's not Doima to Avul Ksav, the way we write a Sefer Torah. Alpha P, Shek Suv and Belosh and Akkodesh, even though it's written Belosh and Akkodesh, and the Shekos of Oisiyas Meshunis. The Oisiyas are a little bit different. Is Alocha Ma'atzilim of Nehad Leika. Such a Sefer, you're allowed to save of Nehad Leika. The ain't Sorach Loiman, Avada Navad, the Targum Sheb Ezra, Avada the Targum that's supposed to be in Ezra, you're allowed to save that. Vishab Daniel, Vishab Torah. So the Gemara Targum Sheba Torah Maninu, where's the Psukim of Targum in the Torah? Is Yigar Sadusa? Is Luchur, it says you're allowed to say Pushta means this Targum alone. If you only have a piece of a parchment that has just the word Yigar Sadusa, it's Mashma allowed to save it on Shabbos. The Yafa God the less patient mind of a Chomish Oisius, even though it doesn't have 85 Oisius. So mashma klor, any ksav you have from Sukkim of the Chumash, on the ksav, you're allowed to save it from Shabbos. Here you only have Igar Sadusa.
That
was written the way it was supposed to be written. Yes, I'll call upon him here at Smashma. If you just have Yigar Sadusa, you are allowed to save it on Shabbos. Shabshit, if you have a Sefer Torah with a lot of Oisiyos, just less than 85 that you could save it. And the Gemara name, Kitanya, he Lahashlim. Here we're talking about Lahashlim. So Drashit, it means, we're talking about Avada, you have already come out 84 Oisiyos. For Targim Zu Mashlimoy. And now you're missing one or two more Oisiyos. So these words, Yigar Sadusa is Mashlim the Sefer Torah to give it 85 Oisiyos. In the Starif, Umatilim Vishwilay. Mele you mitzarif and save it, but avad that has to have 85 oisius. Just the guy he seduce, not the pshat is by itself. No, you have the sefer Torah that has already 84, 83 oisius. You're missing a few more. These words can be mashlamit. So the Gemara Boilihu, Hani Shmoinim v'chomish oisius. These 85 oisius. Nuchunosois, that have to be mamish together one next to another. I'm a fuzarvus. They could even be spread out. It doesn't have to be in one place in the Sefer Torah. You have a big Sefer Torah. It was like blotted out. Certain Oisius here, there, there. Avi, all together, you have 85, it's enough. That's a Shiloh. Ravfunu Rama Nuchunosis. No, the 85 have to be together one after another. Ravchizu Rama Afilma Fuzarvus. Even if they're spread out, they don't have to be together. Fedigmar Meisvei. Sefer Torah, Shabbola, if you have a Sefer Torah that was rotten away, Shabbola, im yesh poi lilkoi shemoyne b'chomish oisius. If you could pick lilkoi, Pasha means pick out of the Sefer all over, 85 oisius, kagoin, Pasha's vahi bin soy horon, the amount of a Pasha vahi bin soy horon is matilin. V'yim la vein matilin. Is the chura tiyusa the ravuna, is a kasha and ravuna, because here it says a lotion of lilkoi, lilkoi mashmi could collect it from all over. So Rashi, Tiyusat Ravuna, the Midik Tani Lukoid, Mechlad and Mufazoristin, Mashma, all these oises are spread out all over, and are beat together, you have 85 oises, it's enough. Mashma don't have to be together. And the Gemara, Tiyur Gemara Rav Chizda, Liba de Ravuna, Betevois. Now Liba de Ravuna is also Mashma. If you have a whole word, then words, you could put together word here, word there, word here. It's only when you only want to use oises that doesn't have a whole word, then you have to have them Mechunosum one after another. So Rashi, Betevois. That we say you could collect, then it's kosher. The mashma fuzarvus that spread out, loy lukat ois v'yois levar, doesn't mean you have to, you could collect one ois all over. Ela lukai teva shleim, it means you have to find the whole word. Teva kan v'teva kan, a word here and a word there. Ad pehei oisius. Then you add up how many oisius in each word, and if you add 85 altogether, then it's kosher. Then you could save it on Shabbos. Nechima fagina b'oisius m'fuzarvus. When do I say, though, that you don't need mechunosim, meisus, and not spread out? It's only if you don't have words. You only have an ois here, an ois there. You can't put the two together. It's only then at the mechunosim. Ve'enechnami, if you have words, then you can put a few words, a word here, a word there, and add them up. Havi, you have 85 ois, yes, enechnami, then you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. But if you don't have 85 ois, yes, on Shabbos, enechnami, then the din will be, ein metzilin, taka, not allowed to save it on Shabbos. Tana Rabbon. Vayehi bin Soyorun, Vayoyme Moshe, Pasha Zu, Osalo, Kodesh Borchu Simonis, Kodesh Borchu made Simonim, Zai before and Zai after this Pasha, is Milmalo Lomato, before the Pasha and after the Pasha, the Nun is turned upside down, Loy Matatela Shain Zemekoime, that this is not the Mokum where this Pasha belongs. Shrashi Shain Zemekoime, Shain Ruila Kana, doesn't belong in this place. The Lab, the Halichas, Masoyis Mishtoy, it's not talking about the Halachas of how they traveled. The Yamunel, but the Golem, it should have been put in the Pasha of the Golem. The Pasha is by Midbar Sinai. Now, why was it put in a different place? That we'll see much some next time. The Gemara later talks about what's doing in this place, why it shouldn't be there.